The prosecution has rested its case in the Martha Stewart trial. Today, the judge hearing the case expressed some skepticism about what is considered the most serious charge against Stewart, securities fraud. Judge Miriam Goldman-Cederbaum said she'll decide next week whether to dismiss that charge. NPR's Jim Zaroli was in the courtroom in Manhattan and joins us now. Jim, what are the judge's reservations about the securities fraud part of the case?
Well, as you know, this is really a case about whether Martha Stewart and Peter Bogdanovic got together and made up a phony story to explain her sale of ImClone stock.
Bogdanovic being her broker.
Right, exactly, at Merrill Lynch. They said they had a pre-existing arrangement to sell the shares if they fell below $60. The government says that 6 months after this happened, when this had become a huge press story, Martha Stewart went before her shareholders and repeated the story. And they say she was just trying to protect the value of her own shares, and this was securities fraud. Now, the judge has said before she considers this a somewhat novel way to apply a securities fraud charge. Today, she went a little further. She said that to charge someone with securities fraud, you have to show an intention to defraud. And she made it pretty clear that she didn't think the government had done that. She kept saying, where's the evidence of the intent? Mm-hmm. Where's the evidence of intent? If she dismisses this charge, it will be a big win for Martha Stewart, though she will still be charged with obstruction and conspiracy.
Yesterday, there was testimony in the Stewart trial given by a friend of hers that was described as very damaging. Today, same witness was cross-examined, and I gather the damage was a little bit lessened.
Well, this was really strange. Mariana Pasternak and Martha Stewart had been friends for 20 years, ever since the days when Martha Stewart was a caterer in Connecticut and nobody knew who she was. Pasternak is important because she was on vacation with Martha Stewart when the ImClone sale was made. So yesterday she comes to the stand, you know, very elegant woman, very tasteful amount of tasteful jewelry, hands folded in her lap. She testifies that Stewart told her during the vacation that she knew that the family of ImClone's founder had sold their shares and that Peter Bogdanovic, her broker, had passed on the information to her. According to Pasternak, Stewart said, "Isn't it nice to have a broker who tells you things?" Now, if that is true, it blows a big hole in Stewart's defense.
This was on the direct examination of Pasternak.
That was on the direct examination. Today, cross-examination begins. Pasternak comes back. Today, she says she's not sure Stewart actually said this. She said, "I have a vague recollection she made this comment about, isn't it nice to have your broker tell you things? But it might be that it was a thought that occurred to me and I falsely attributed it to her." There was a sidebar, an uproar in the courtroom. I think everyone was looking at each other. The prosecutors came back and said, "Well, what's your best recollection? Who said this?" And Pasternak said, "Well, my best recollection is Martha said it. But her value as a prosecution witness, I think, has been a little compromised."
Well, in a nutshell, now that the government has finished presenting its case, and they've been doing it over a couple of weeks, what have they got?
They have a pretty solid case that Stewart got an inside stock tip and sold her shares. But she is charged, after all, not with insider trading, but with obstruction and conspiracy. I think the strongest evidence is the testimony of Doug Faniel, the broker's assistant. As for Stewart, I think the strongest evidence is that she tried to alter the computer phone message that tied her to Bogdanovic on the day of the stock sale. But now we're going to hear from the defense, and they started hearing from witnesses today.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
NPR's Jim Zaroli speaking to us from New York.